Dunk out of the dank with a dunk slank.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Bad Credit Podcast coming to you live.
I hope y'all can hear me. I'm way away. All right, so first of all, we said, hey, we're going to be in the studio. Right. We're going to do one every week.
Right.
And, you know, this and that. And then all of a sudden, Sam gets hired by some professional podcasting fucking network, the Brawl Network.
Titans Brawl.
And now, hell, I can't get a second with him in edgewise because he's famous and everything.
First of all, that's false.
So, now I had to drive through town. I figured, hey, let's stop by and do an old phone one. But, the last episode we did was recorded so many days before it actually got released.
Right.
Between then and when it was released, I had a little scare with the
C word.
The COVID. So it freaked me out. Turns out everything was fine.
Didn't
get it, but I was like, I gotta start being more careful about where I go. I'm trying to stay away from Sam, but we're recording the phone, so either you might not hear me good, or I could get COVID from Sam.
We might sound like we're talking down a long hallway or a deep vajayjay,
I was gonna say it.
Obviously Nashville has thrown their cases out like crazy. We got
throwing their violin cases out. Have you seen all these homeless violin
players? Oh, yeah. I heard you talking about that. Where the hell you been at?
Have you not seen
it? No.
Dude, go to any local Kroger, Walmart, anywhere basically where you can buy a gallon of milk and a fucking thing of toilet paper. There will be somebody with an amp hooked up to a violin playing.
Killing it.
And look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if homeless people are watching Titanic,
right,
trying to go down with the ship.
They got that stimulus check and bought violins. What happened?
Yeah, no, here's what I think is going on. I think there's this whole group of people who, they were in middle school, they were in high school, they were going to kill themselves, they're thinking about killing themselves. They always got made fun of.
Yeah.
And they almost killed themselves, and they found the violin. And the violin brought them out of that pain and that suffering.
Huh.
And so as they became an adult, they got better at the violin, but nobody wants to pay a violin player no money, so what they ended up doing was forging a career, going around to middle schools, telling the kids in the gymnasium the power of music and don't kill yourself. Here's my story. And etching out a $35,000, $40,000 a year career touring these school circuits. But now the COVID hit, they're out of a job. So now they had to go to the streets. And they need to learn to make a more concise sign that just says, tips. But instead, they got two poster boards taped together. It says, hi, my name is Dr. Arnold. I really need your help here. I have $70 million in debt, and I have 6 kids at home. We're trying to eat fried green tomatoes tomorrow night, and I can't pay for it. Anything you could do helps. I'm just trying to share the power of music. I ain't gay. And you're like, I can't read all that, bro. I'm trying to go in here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to waste my time trying to read it. So,
that's what I'm saying. More I didn't or less, see.
Yeah, I mean, just have a sign that says, spare a dollar. Or drop a dollar.
If I could read that, I'd have gave you a dollar, but it's too long.
Yeah, I think in pretty sure in New York, you run into a lot of homeless magicians that are playing on the side of the street to get, tips. But they make money.
Right. Well, you see it on Broadway in Nashville with the guitar, the drum, the bucket drums.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, go to the grocery store. Go to Kroger. Somebody's in the parking lot. At any Kroger locally. Somebody's in the parking lot.
They got they have homeless meetings where they're like, hey, everybody get it. Everybody, look, listen, we're going to hit up these Krogers. And as soon as they come out, we're going to be at that motherfucker like we the fucking, what's the name of the people, the Christmas people during the Red, Salvation Army. We're going to be at that bit like that.
I swear to God, I'm not even joking. I go to Kroger a lot because I got the Kroger card, which it's so funny because the account I use, my ex-wife's, and
shit.
I don't even know how that works, but I still be getting 3 cents off every time I go out there. But, and dude, I've been divorced for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? I was like, damn, she probably just getting gas on that shit.
But I go to Kroger a lot, and I always have to go to the bathroom to piss, so I go inside the Kroger. Dude, 5 times a week I see somebody playing a violin. And it ain't even the same Kroger, but it's not the same people. It's all different shapes and sizes and sexes. And it's like, there's little girls, there's females, males, black, white, Asian, that I'm telling you. It's insane. And I've never noticed this until COVID hit. So COVID did something to the violin community.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it must have hit. Well, I mean, I'm sure it affected anybody that had anything to do with music. I personally think that it's just that you've just been running into a lot of fucking homeless people with some kind of musical talent, but...
Or a newly homeless community of violin players. You know?
Right.
Because they ain't got nobody to listen to their music anymore. They had to go out to the streets. And it is funny because I did think about the scene from Titanic. Have you seen the movie Titanic?
Yes.
Well, my girlfriend has not seen the movie Titanic, so that's why I asked. But when they're literally, they know they're going to die, and their job was to play the piano on the ship, but now the ship's going to sink. They ain't going to make it. So what do? They just play the violin so that the people around them can have a nice... sounds to die by it. And there's a parallel there because what's happening right now? The whole world's going to hell and they're just like playing in the parking lot with the, and I'm telling you, it's nice sound of music. It's beautiful.
Right.
And it's like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the captain commands in the play as the ship goes down though, and we know that we don't have a captain that would go down with the ship. So it's kind of irrelevant. But at least they're playing music for us to go down.
No. The captain did go down with the ship.
He does go down.
Recently, and I say recently as like sometime within our lifetimes, even our adult lifetimes, some dude, like a French captain guy, it was a cruise ship, I think, and he somehow fucked up and sank the fucking ship.
Damn.
But he didn't go down with it, and he got arrested.
Oh, it's still a thing.
It's a real thing. Like, we should look this up. I don't know if you can look it up now, but, like, I don't know. Is it called maritime? Is that what you call a ship? Like, maritime laws or something? But, seriously, it might have been, like, 2009 or 10 or 12, something like that. Some dude, I think he was French or Italian.
Yeah.
And he got arrested for not dying when he sunk a ship. Like, I feel that we should change that rule.
Definitely should be changing rules.
Because no one died.
Nobody died. Yeah.
Nobody died. It's just like, motherfucker, you sank our our billion-dollar ship, and you should die for that, you know?
Oh, yeah. 2014. Captain Uncourageous, abandoning ship, long seen as crime.
What does it say?
Let's see.
I just want to know, did anyone die? Because if they did, then I can almost see it, but
there we
still
go.
Not. You're going to want to live.
There we go. The incident came 2 years after Francisco Chintino, the captain of a wrecked cruise ship, Costa Concordia, was charged with manslaughter and abandoning the ship. Charges he denies. Well, 32 people died.
Oh, fuck. Okay, it changes it a little.
Yeah, well, the ship ran off the Italian coast in 2012, killing 32 people. Has an old idea that the captain should not abandon ship itself been abandoned. I don't understand why that's still a thing with the things we have in place now, though.
I can understand him getting charged for manslaughter, but not for abandoning the ship. It's like, the motherfucking thing, it ran off the coast, so it probably didn't even sink. So what, you just wanted him to stay there until, you know, until they fixed it?
Alright, so in the U.S. case law indicates that a ship's master must be the last person to leave and make all reasonable effort to save everybody and everything on it. It's not just unseemly for a captain to leave the ship. In Anglo-American laws, you would lose your license and make yourself liable. So, if he would got everybody off and then left, he'd have been straight.
Do you remember old principal Mr. Moreland used to drive the General Jackson?
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah. I wanted to go on it, damn thing.
We did. You must have been off in the damn Ewens in the damn hills because in like third or fourth or second grade, we went on a field trip, and the whole point was that Mr. Moreland was going to drive us on the fucking thing, and he did, and he had a big old smile on his face. Dude, I don't remember a lot about him as a thinking person, but as a kid, man, he just seemed like a really nice, good guy. That's our principal in Trousdale County High School,
right.
Or I guess Trousdale County Elementary School.
Trousdale County, period.
Is he still living, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, he's still living.
He's a cool dude, man. He should have had a sitcom or something.
Yeah, we would have saw it if it was a different. Is that the same thing for? Is that rule the same thing for? All right, so, and after Captain Chelsea Sully crash landed a flight in the Hunter River in 2009, he twice walked the plane to make sure nobody was left aboard before leaving itself. international standards for sea captains vary. Often is the case in whatever his fucking name is. So charges were brought based not on direction of marine time duty, but for offenses that may pertain on land as well, such as negligence and manslaughter. So I guess probably if he would have walked the ship, like, and then like went through everything to kind of show that he was like that he tried.
That's not on the plane, right?
Well, Sully was the one that made the movie about Tom Hanks. Right. He walked the plane twice to make sure nobody was on it.
Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington?
No, it was Tom Hanks. Denzel Washington was on the one that the drunk pilot.
Yeah.
That was different.
But dude, he saved everybody except that one person.
I think something like that happened, yeah. But, see, I don't really know. I guess I could see negligence.
Oh, so check this out. So, if you're the captain of a ship, like in the case of this guy who killed 32 people, let's just say this. I'm the captain of a ship in Iraq, and we're going down. Everybody gets off except one person died. So now, does that mean I can't leave the ship and I gotta die?
I don't think so. Not if they're already dead. Not if they're already dead.
But they die.
If they're already dead when you left.
Okay, let's just say it's going down. They're drowning. Their foot's pinned, and the part is pinned is underwater. I gotta make a decision. I gotta try to get them out, or I gotta run and let them die.
I'm pretty sure you go to trial. You can state your case. Because if they find it, they're gonna find it. Obviously, and you can be like, listen, I tried to get this person was pinned down. There's no way I couldn't get him out. Like, if they find it and they're like, yeah, it took like 3 or 4 of us to be able to get that body out, recover that body, then they're not going to charge you for that.
What if they don't even find the ship?
Well, if they don't find the ship, and they don't know.
Oh, yeah. They just dock it of all the passengers.
Well, yes, missing body. Hey,
he was. Yeah, so he died.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, he was in the water. Like, he was on the way out. I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm making some shit up.
I specifically talked to him. He said, he's good.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I saw him get on a raft.
Matter of fact, I loaned him $300. So if you find him, let me know.
We talked about it. I let him borrow my lucky paddle to get out of this, and he still. I gave him my hat.
Sir, we found your lucky paddle and your hat back at your apartment. It's like, why the fuck are you driving a ship still living in an apartment?
Right.
You're going to jail, buddy. And we gonna cut off your head, dog. Dude, so tell us the big news. The big Sam Hicks news. Because I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I mean.
Or do you want me to say it so that way you don't have to brag about yourself?
I don't like to talk about myself.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You love to promote your brand.
I like to promote my brand.
So promote your brand here on our huge network, Bad Credit Podcast Network we have.
I mean, so obviously I joined Broad Network and I'm covering Titans brand. I'm writing articles and doing their weekly podcast to cover all things Tennessee Titans. Obviously, you can find it on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram. You can find it on Twitter. I am. I'm currently working with the social media guy to try to boost our following on that. To try to see if we can't get that up. The crew that they have bought on after the other two guys of the podcast left, the crew we got on obviously have a large. They got a large following. One of them a larger following than me, so they do a really good job. And he's a master in front of the camera. So. I do think that it's going to be it'll be fun. Do we know if we're going to have a season? I don't know. Like, we interviewed Michael Griffin. That episode's out, and he's like, they're going to start it, but they're going to cancel it. So
I want to say this, dude. I listened to that episode today in my car because, you know, I live in my car.
Right.
So the minute it came out, I listened to it. And first of all, I just want to say that guy knows how to talk.
Yeah, he does.
And I heard him say that he's doing some kind of job with – broadcasting, maybe?
He works with Longhorn Network, which is the Texas college football
network. Okay, so that's cool. Yeah. And so that is where that comes from. Yeah. He's really good at talking.
Yeah.
Really set y'all up to go nowhere but down. I mean, like, this guy is just, his personality was great, and he was making jokes. And
it is impossible for us to do another interview like that. We had so many questions lined up.
And you didn't have to ask.
And I we hit on some of them, but like one of my co-hosts had to come in with one of my questions because I was getting so far off because we were just talking about so many other things that he was like, oh wait, he messed me. He's like, hey, sorry, like I just wanted to make sure that you got that question. I know you wanted to ask about it, and it was a perfect segue for it because we had to segue into our questions because he was
much to say. As the host of that, like, I can imagine, I'm sure you were nervous.
Starting out, yeah, for sure.
And but you know what? I couldn't tell because he talked so much. Like, you didn't have to ask him a single question. He literally, he knew how to talk. And not only did he know how to talk, he talked to, like, a person who had done it before, you know. And so it was great. But, so to, like, go back. The things that he was, because you know me, I've been saying there ain't going to be an NFL season this whole time. But the reason I say it is only because the one simple fact is that even sitting here in a room with you, I got to go, like, I don't have to do this, but I'm just saying, you think about this. Everyone you've been in contact with, if I'm here for 30 minutes or more, basically we're trading all our history for the last 14 days of every single person they come into contact. So I'm just thinking, like, man, it's going to be tough to get big teams together, 32 of them together. But I never took it past that. But to hear him talk about it and to be a person who has seemingly, not necessarily, but I don't want to say a vested interest in them because I don't think he has any money on the line about it. But, like, he used to play. Right. You would think he would be pro NFL season football. And he's like, no, dude, I don't see them having a season. If they do, it's gonna, like you just
said. He's like, they'll start. He's like, they're gonna start it up, and then they're gonna shut it down. And,
yeah, and he brings these valid points that you go, you're right. Now I don't even see how they can do a season. Like, I'm 100% sure.
I don't think I brought this up last night because I think we got off the subject after that. But what I really wanted to talk to him was, what I really wanted to say was, I think that it's really the NFL season is gonna be made or broke by the NBA season. And if they keep having their cases come out the way that they've been coming out with their high profile players, if LeBron James got positive for COVID, then the NFL would be fucked right now. Like, just like you said, if Tom Brady got it during the season. Like, if all that stuff happened, then people would be like, okay, like, listen, our moneymakers are getting it. Like, what the fuck are we gonna do? You can't have an NBA restart without LeBron James. I mean, they're gonna win the championship. Like, how do you start the NFL season without Tom Brady? I mean, whenever he just went to the team.
Just that, it's just that he's like the golden boy.
Yeah, he's the face.
Which, like, I'll say
that's like Patrick Mahomes.
I was about to say, that's transferring over to
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes got it. Then everybody be like, oh, shit. Like, what? He just got a $503 million contract, and you want to tell me that now, like, he's got COVID, can't even play? Like, fuck that.
The scary thing about that stuff, and like I said, man, I stopped doing stand-up because it's just like, you got to weigh the benefits of it.
Right.
It's like, I'm going out here and I'm mixing around. I'm telling you, some of these shows, because people are anxious to get out. Particularly, Rosie's Twin Kegs is a open mic that they do on Tuesday nights. And I don't know if they're doing it now or not, because I don't know what phase we're in. I made a decision for myself. I'm done fucking around with auxiliary gatherings with people, you know. But Rosie's Twin Kegs, I mean, we were getting 50 people out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And nobody's wearing a mask. And there's not, I mean, this venue, we're doing it outside. That's made to hold about 22 people. You know, we got 50 out there. So, and I just decided I'm done doing that stuff. And it's like, I kind of forgot my point.
He's talking about how y'all just throwing around COVID, probably, pretty much.
Motherfucker, I forgot. But.
We getting old.
Yeah, we are. But I guess I was just saying, like, oh, I'm weighing the benefits of going out and doing that. It's like, yeah, I can make some funny jokes. I can get some feedback. But then what? Let's just say I become the greatest open micer Nashville has ever seen.
Right.
It ain't like I can move on to the next level of getting a show, because that shit, comedy clubs aren't open.
Yeah, there's no, you can't go to Laugh Factory.
You know, so like, what? So what the fuck am I doing it for? So let me take a step back, and because I'm not scared I'm going to die from, which, by the way, I'm way overweight. I'm definitely the technical, you look at me and you wouldn't go, oh, because I get this all the time. I'm like, man, I'm fat as fuck. People, oh, no, you're not. You're good. I'm like, well, just let me take all my clothes off. And let me just try to pick out how many muscles I have versus how many fat rolls and titties I got.
Oh, God.
You know, I got more titties than I do biceps. And like, so anyway, I'm not scared, but I'm still not scared to die from it, but I am scared of having to take 2 weeks off of working. Because I can't afford it no more. I did 5.
Right.
And I didn't get any help from the government. And they wouldn't pay me my fucking whatever. Yeah, they still won't do it. I'm still, like, going back and forth with them, emailing them, trying to get it.
Too late now. It's almost over.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to get it for now. I'm trying to get it for those 5 weeks I took off.
Oh, yeah, the back.
But what I'm saying is, when my little scare happened, I was like, dude, I can't afford to. Because I quarantined myself for 3 days till I found out that the person I was in contact was negative. So I was like, you know, I never had symptoms.
Thank God.
But I was still trying to be careful. I missed the 4th of July.
Yeah, you know? Can't believe you had still missed it. So.
Oh, man, I could have went. Nobody would have ever known or give a fuck. Yeah. I even told them. They're like, come on, it's fine. I was like, no, because I ain't trying to kill any old people.
Yeah, because you know? that would have been so tragic. Like,
yeah, it's like, I mean, I just can't do it, you know. But anyway, those 3 days were long and painful, and I just don't want to do it for 14. So I'm still driving Uber and Lyft, but I'm wearing a mask. And, dude, I love what he said about the mask, Michael Griffin, and being respectful of other people, because that's how I feel about it. It's like, right. Yeah, I do not. I'm one of the people that he's like, I don't understand them, because I don't like the government mandating anything. But at the same time, it's just like, but down within myself, without the government telling me, I feel it's the right thing to wear a mask.
Right.
I don't like that the government's making me do it, but if they didn't make me do it, I would want to do it, because I want to protect, you know.
Whatever. Right, because this thing is, like, fucking uncontrollable. Like, I don't know. Apparently, they're supposed to be working on, like, a vaccine at the beginning of 2021, but the problem is that they're only going to have enough for 100 million people, and there's 331 million people in America.
I'll tell you this, though. That 100 million is going to be enough for everybody who wants it. Because most people think Bill Gates is evil.
Oh, yeah. Cause you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so people won't do it. Yeah, that's true.
And he don't. It's the mark of the beast. That's true.
It's definitely going to be enough to shut this thing down. I just wish that we would have figured it out, obviously, a little earlier. Because, like, it's going to take so long for somebody to get people to get back. The fact that I still can't even open my restaurant is fucking banana. I mean,
what's going on with that?
Restaurant's because of the building now, because of that tornado damage. That, like, national, like, for anybody that thinks that this tornado thing is not like a big deal, like it was a big deal, but we should already be recovered from it. Just so you guys know, there's still like, we're still 2 or 3 years away from being able to build back some of the stuff that happened, and all those people that lost their homes and all those apartments and stuff, they're not gonna be able to open those back up until maybe 2021. So we're not even like. This thing, that's how serious Corona was, that's how serious the tornado was for Nashville itself. Like, it was devastating down in that area. So,
dude, because it's wild. Of that, like, I always start off in Hartsville and start coming through Gallatin, Hendersonville, and you always end up in East Nashville if you drive long enough doing food deliveries. And so, I'm over there all the time, and you see houses, businesses, everything's just crumbled. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, they still ain't
and
even
all the way out through, and there's a path. You can follow, it goes through, I don't know what it would be considered, Madison or Donelson maybe, and then somehow like parts of Mount Juliet through Lebanon, like where it just stayed on the ground.
Right.
And like it's basically like you're in the same neighborhood if you just follow that path because yep. Everything looks the same. It's just like, what happened? Like, did Godzilla come through here and knock everything down?
It's crazy. And I think that's just one of the things that we just happen to be in that position. No matter how good a shape our restaurant's in, we're in good shape. We have like the funds to protect our employees where we are able to open. But because of the damage that was on that in that building, they're like, hey, listen, we can let you open, but we're still doing all the construction and stuff. We got to get the okay from the state, from like the city and state first. So. We're hoping for the beginning of August, but right now it's just kind of like, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It sucks. But, I mean, knock on wood, thank goodness we got blessed enough to be able to have some kind of funds to where, like, I know that I'll be able to pay my bills and I'll get my paycheck. But it's crazy.
Tis very crazy. I wish things would go back to normal. I guess they never will. I guess they never fucking will, dude.
Not 100%. I do think that we'll find a way to get this virus under order, just like we did SARS. And
you know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping that we get in there, we elect whoever the fuck we elect, and then the shit goes away because it was a conspiracy to get Donald Trump out of office. I would love that.
That would be cool.
I mean, that says a lot of things about our society and the way things work. And it's scary. But we get to watch football.
We would.
You know, so fuck it. Who cares?
I had to text my lady and tell her that, like, the Titans and New York Giants preseason game was canceled. So that broke her heart, obviously, because I was going to take her. But
y'all definitely wasn't going to go. I mean, it's not. Fans, I will put my dick, my life, anything you want to take from me, I'll put it on the fact that no fans are going to be watching this game.
Yeah.
I mean,
the whole preseason thing shouldn't even happen, period. But we talked about that last night, too, how hard that is because. I think it's tough because some of the undrafted free agents that we signed. Like I told him, I got a relationship with one of them, and I know he's fighting like hell to make the team, and I think he will because Mason Kinsley. I just think he's so scrappy. He reminds me of like a Wes Walker, and I think that he'll find a way to make it. Probably returning kicks and like doing a little bit of receiving for us down the road. It's tough for those players because preseason literally whenever we get to watch it, we're like, okay, we don't expect to see AJ Brown, Derrick Henry, and all Ryan Tannehill, but we want to see what Cole McDonald. I forgot the name of the backup running back the running back we just drafted. We want to see what those people can do, because when those players perform and you win a preseason game, especially if you win one big, then the fans are like, "Hey, bro, even if so and so go down, bro, you saw so and so playing last week. He showed out in the preseason game. He might go off." Because everybody, there's always been people that have shown themselves and went off in preseason games and been like, "Oh shit!" I think Odell Beckham Jr. Whenever he was with the Giants. He went off in a preseason game. They were like, "Oh, don't sleep on this kid." Next thing you know, he's like the biggest thing in New York. I just think that this COVID thing affects everything so much. And then I saw somewhere, I've seen like the posts where people are like, "Listen, if this thing shows anything, it shows that actors and sports and people like are not essential and stuff like that." No, they're not. But like, we're not begging for anything to come back except for sports.
Yeah,
like that. It is what it is.
Is crazy. That is like the big determining thing about just life is just sports aren't on. Then what the fuck are we doing?
Right.
That's the thing that keep people like sane, because we're all grinding. We think we're free, but in fact, slavery has just become more complex, and. I don't know what the word is, but camouflaged. You know what I'm saying? But just think about what would happen if you decided today that you didn't want to ever work again. Well, you would fucking die.
Well, I don't want to work again, but I need to work.
But I'm just saying, you can't, you would die. Because you got to work to provide yourself. So, and you're working for other people to make them more money than they're paying you.
Thanks.
That's just a form of slavery, but it's more advanced. And it exists in every corner of the globe. Some places it's just explicit, hey, you're a fucking slave. Like, there's places in, I guess, Africa that still do it the old school way, you know. But all it did, it used to be like that everywhere, and we just got more advanced, and, you know, they just enough to keep people from rioting, they throw you a little bone.
Yeah.
And, but what helps us get away from that is sports, because it makes you feel like, I'm a spectator, like, I'm going to have some beers, we're going to get together, we're going to talk shit to each other, we're going to bet on it. Oh, it's just, it's an escape from our terrible reality of being a human
world. Nothing gets the endorphins flowing like your team winning. Like, I can't think of anything that gets somebody more excited than, like, 30 seconds to, like, maybe even longer than that. Probably an hour after your team wins, like, especially a big game. Like, I remember last year when the Titans beat the Chiefs. I remember where I was. I was in here. And I remember that game being so freaking close and, like, inching out and being like, oh, shit. Like, they beat, like, they literally beat the, like, soon-to-be champs.
Don't let me forget this point.
In, like, a game that, like, they shouldn't have even had a shot in. And I just remember everything going. But everybody was going bananas after this happened. And I'm like, damn, like. It was like literally, it was just a regular season game, but it doesn't matter what kind of hype.
And look, I'll tell you this: that was the worst game I ever saw, because I had gone out Saturday night, hung out with my buddy and a couple of other people, and we're drinking. I'm drinking a lot of I'm not drinking money. I'm drinking a lot of beer, a lot of vodka, smoking weed, doing dabs. I think I might have took some pill. I never even heard of what it was called, like a Schubert or something. I don't even know what it was. Got me fucked up. I hit a couple bets, small bets. I think I made like $150 that night on, like, you know, Tennessee. I think they beat some Kentucky. I don't know what it was. But I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm putting $500 on Kansas City tomorrow, because they're definitely going to cover whatever it was, 7 points or 3 points. I don't know what it was, but I was like, all right, I'm going to bet Kansas City to cover the spread. I'm like, all right. And then I fall asleep. Then I go home. I fall asleep. I wake up. I'm so hungover. I've never been so hungover. I'm throwing up. I can't eat. I'm trying to drink water, but you know how it is. It's like, man, I know that water's going to make me feel better, but I can't bring myself to just exert the energy. And so then I go downstairs and I crawl down to the couch, and then I even remember, oh, shit, I put $500 on Kansas City. That's the one thing that's going to get me out of this. Well, not too long from that, my dad comes home from church. My grandma comes in. She wants to watch the game. So now we're all gathered around the TV, and they couldn't be more tickled to fucking death. The Titans are winning! My grandma's standing up, jumping up and down. She can't barely move, and she's somehow gotten the
ability. She got loose.
She's jumping up, doing a fucking, you know, breakdancing in the middle of the floor. And they're just celebrating, ain't this great, Steven? And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so great. Fuck you, Grandma, you know. It was so bad. I lost $500. It was hungover.
I do remember. I think I do remember you saying that you bet on the Chiefs in that game. I remember that.
Oh, I could not have been more mad. And they're tickled to death, and I just wanted to smack both of them. And I couldn't tell them, oh, hey, I lost $500. Yeah. They wouldn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was just...
I can see your dad now. Why'd you bet against the Titans? And then they're going to be like, oh, why you bet so much?
I'm like, you don't know about the Chiefs. They're way better than the Titans.
And that game,
turned out that the fucking Titans were...
We didn't even know.
At that point, we didn't know that good.
And then, of course, fucking Jeff Schwartz, that son of a bitch. I hope he dies. I couldn't wait.
I hope he dies of
he's such an
cancer.
Idiot. The fact that we were just... We got ran over by the Chiefs when we lose by 11. Are you fucking blind?
He's an idiot.
Are you 11?
I don't even know who that is. He's a lineman.
He used to be a lineman. His brother plays for the Chiefs. His brother's great. Jeff was a fucking clown. He played like 36 games, but he was
that's
like...
That's how he posted a
video. Yeah, like he sucks. Oh my God, dude. I think that might be the most viral tweet that I have today. Is what everybody a piece of fucking shit. Everybody, because I
see, look, now Sam's all, oh, this is the most viral tweet I ever had today.
Yeah,
you
today.
Fucking piece of shit. Now, I wanted to say this too, and I don't mean that I love you, but
yeah.
I wanted to say this. I disagree with your thing about there is no more like release, or I don't know the term you use, but the best feeling is right after your team wins. Mm-hmm. I think it's like in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go and your team's up by three, but the other team just got the ball and they're 20, and you're like rooting for the defense, come on, hold them, and then there's a sack and you're like, woo, but you're still in the middle of the game and you know somebody who likes the other team, so you're talking shit, you're like, ah, come on, but you don't want to talk too much shit because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, and you're like, woo, like that's my favorite moment, because there's no, you can't think about, oh, goddamn, I got to go to work tomorrow,
yeah.
I got to fucking do that audit or whatever. You know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I get that too. I mean, being in the restaurant business, I think that one of my favorite endorphin feelings is waking up on Thanksgiving, more than Christmas. Waking up on Thanksgiving, knowing that like that whole day, all I have to do is fucking like cook shit, eat shit, and watch football. Like that's the money. I can't wait. Like I just skip my birthday, just go straight to Thanksgiving.
Is Sedona Tap House not open on?
Not Christmas, not Thanksgiving.
Damn, dude, it's going to be your birthday coming up.
Oh, fucking
right. You're going to be 31.
Nah, 30.
You're joking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, today I realized I was 31. Like, literally, I never... Because on my birthday, I also thought I had COVID. And not because I'd been in contact, I just wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And so I stayed home. I didn't hang out with nobody. And so I never really had my birthday. And then today, I'm driving down the road... And I was remembering something I said to my girlfriend. I was like, yeah, we'll think about that when we're in our 30s. And then I go, well, fuck, I am 30. And then that was the end of the conversation. Turns out I was 31 when I said that shit, and I didn't even know it. And I was going, today I was like, fuck, I'm pretty sure I'm 31. And I had to really think about it and do the math in my head. And I am. I'm 31. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I thought I was 30.
I knew you were 31. You
I thought
31.
I turned 30, dude.
And you didn't know you turned 31 right before I do.
When you start getting old, bro, you start forgetting. And I know, you know, 7% of our fucking audience is over 31.
Yeah.
Like, most of the people are, like, 35 and below. But there are older people. And you're probably like, this 30, I wish I was 31. It's like, yeah, well, I don't, motherfucker. Because I used to be 22, and that was a lot cooler.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, where I wasn't, well, actually, when I was 24, I was way better off than I am now. Isn't that sad? I ruined my life with gambling, Sam.
It'll do it. Gambling, drinking, and...
Drinking's fine. I mean, I'm probably killing myself with drinking, but it's like... Gambling really fucked it up for me. Bad credit. That's what it's called, bad credit.
They don't even know. Y'all don't even know the half of it.
Dude, now my dad's gotten into gambling.
I was trying to look into. Finance me a new set of golf clubs, and because of my bad credit, like they were like, nah, man. If you made $80,000, we let you get the $80 a week or a month or something like that. But we're gonna need $300 out of you. I said, like, oh, I ain't got it. We fucked up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to buy me a new computer. And I'm worried about it because I can't just drop $1,200 or nothing, but I don't want to. I'm sure I couldn't get a loan to buy a pack of Skittles. Dude, I can't get a job because of my credit.
That's great.
It's terrible. I mean, I literally got turned down for a job at a bank because my credit was bad. It's like, of course you can't work at a bank loaning out money with bad credit.
Facts.
I was going to ask you this, dude. So, you know, the bad credit podcast, we say fuck and we, you know. Gay and whatever, butt sex and stuff like that. Are you gonna get in trouble on your new podcast for that kind of shit?
I won't know until
do they know you have another podcast?
It's on my
did you like sell yourself to them as I already got a podcast?
I told them
the following.
I told them I'd already been doing one.
But you, so do you think they checked it out?
I don't know. I don't
probably not.
So. I don't think so. I don't think that they're big enough to that point yet. Like, if something happens and they was trying to get some kind of sponsorships, like, if that, when that comes, because yeah. They were doing, because if you listen to the ones before COVID and stuff happened, they had sponsorships already on those.
Oh, they do. Y'all, yeah. On this one, you haven't listened to your recent episode that just came out, have you?
I didn't hear any commercial.
I want to say several things about that episode, by the way, but there's a QuickBooks commercial right in the middle of it. QuickBooks.
I must have missed that.
QuickBooks is a big, I know. No, y'all didn't do it. It's like a...
It says stock.
Hello, come to QuickBooks. I'm Carol or whatever. Fred, Ted, he's good at accounting or whatever it is, you know.
I'll take it.
So, I don't even know where that was going. Oh, I'm just saying, you know, we should strategically talk about, you know, if you need to not say fuck or something.
Yeah, I haven't been told that anything else that I do outside of that is an issue. Because we asked them if we could swear on it. Because Sal's from Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So
what'd they say?
They said let it fly if you think, feel like you need to.
Oh, yeah. So
I feel like that. Part of me feels like that whenever you called and you would tell me about the whole, like, Barstool thing. I think that. So the.
What
see,
Barstool thing?
When you were talking about how Barstool started early. Like, I feel like they. They wouldn't have started this if it wasn't for, like, a Barstool. So, like, because. Yeah. The COO, Austin, has, like, a picture on, like, his, on, like, all his stuff where he has pictures with Big Cat and shit. So, they know what's up.
Oh, I was gonna say, too, I loved the podcast. It's awesome that y'all got Michael Griffin. I thought y'all did a really good job of letting him talk because he had y'all didn't need to dig for questions. That guy just talked. It was great. Y'all listened. You didn't interrupt him. Because I was real scared, because it was y'all's first episode, I was scared that... You know, not necessarily you, because you seem to kind of be the one to lead it when it needed to be led. But, like, I was kind of worried the other guys might feel that they needed to contribute something. Yeah. So they might just throw out random sayings in the middle. But they're actually really educated on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue more so than you are.
Oh, for sure.
And I thought about this.
Nick definitely is, and he's the most quiet. Like, because he wrote for Fansided, and whenever we did with the one with the coats. So if you go to Coach Brawl, that's where that one that we did with the Coach guy is.
Yeah.
And like you can like he talked more on that one, and you could hear like he knew like.
Oh, they got their stats down.
So like he like no not the old host, the when me and the right, Nick right, right, the guy right, have yeah, now yeah. We did it with the guy that runs the Coach.
Yeah.
And like. Like Nick could like he was spouting all stuff.
Colts for Coats. Those of you who don't know what the fuck Sam's.
Yeah, Colts
because he's country as fuck.
Yeah, and Colts,
them damn Colts.
Colts, but yeah. So like he had all that stuff down and all that stuff like that. So I already knew like whenever they called to let me on and he was telling me he was going to interview these two other guys and I thought about him, I was like, you got to get these two guys like for sure because I know Sal. Whenever Sal gets going, he posts like he's like a personality, and then Nick is like super smart. And Nick is still like kind of reserved enough, and Sal kind of is too. To where like if I'm like they'll let me like lead whenever it comes to talking if I need to.
Well, that's funny because I was gonna say they're kind of like the play by play, real technical guys, and you're more the color guy.
Yeah.
I thought of that earlier. Jesus. But seriously though, but there are two things that I don't know. Well, who gives a fuck? But two things that. I was just like, all right, first of all, dude, the word obviously.
Oh, you know, like, I can't let that go. I can't let that go. That is my turn.
You go, obviously. You're like, well, obviously, the universe is not what we think that it is.
It
like,
ain't.
It's like, but that's not obvious.
It is obvious.
You say obviously to shit that ain't obvious. And it just makes me like, but that's your verbal pause.
I can't help it.
Instead of going, or anything, you go, obviously. And it just cracks me up. And then the other one, dude. I don't know. It sucks because I can't edit this. I guess I could technically try to edit it. And if you don't want me to say it, I won't say it. But it's a criticism of this past episode. What do you think? You want me to say it or not?
Go ahead.
Dude, so the episode was great. I'm telling you, it blew my expectations out of the water as far as quality and all that. But when y'all were trying to end the conversation, I almost had to turn it off.
Oh, y'all land the plane?
I think y'all done a little too much fellatio, you know what I mean?
He kept talking. Oh, okay. You're talking about bragging on him?
Oh, thank you so much. I bowed down.
Bragging on it?
Oh, it was great.
I don't have a problem with that.
And then somebody was like, I think you were like, by the way, y'all did not have to say this because he never would have known it. But y'all were like, by the way, this is the first episode we've ever done. We're not legit at all. We tricked you into being on our podcast. And now hopefully more people will come on it because of you. We tricked you. You know, that's not what y'all technically said, but that's what I'm like hearing in my head. And I'm like, oh, just stop. Y'all did so good. And then at the end, it was just like, I don't know. And I'm sure he probably made him feel like, oh, that's cool, you know. Yeah. But it's another thing is because I know you. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm just like, oh, God, please just get off here.
Land the plane.
Yeah, it was funny, though. I was laughing and also cringing a bit. What do you, does that mean? I don't mean to be mean.
No, don't bother me.
It just made me laugh. Because I was like, dude, he was on here. He was talking to y'all like y'all were fucking ESPN, you know? So y'all didn't have to let him know that this was the first episode.
Well, he didn't know that it was our first episode on the podcast.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But we were just, like, it was more of a thanks for getting us started, because it was already to the point to where, like, when the two Justins left, they were talking so bad on Twitter about, I'm not going to say if the other host will be as good, but we know the answer to that.
They said that?
Yeah, so, like, and Sal saw it, and, like, he posted something, I let it go. So, the fact is that being able to bring on somebody like him off the cuff was kind of like a, okay, I'll show you.
Yeah, fuck y'all, dude. Talking shit. But why did they get, I don't know. You can go as far into as you want, but why did they get that together?
When they talked to him on the way out, they said that they wanted to do their own thing, and then apparently they thought that they were better than being on.
Better than the brand, basically. Yeah.
Because one of them runs Titans Film Room, and it's great. It has 14,000 followers.
What is Titans Film Room?
At the page on Twitter. But it has 14,000 followers on it. But I'm like, how come, like, if you have 14,000 followers, but you never post any of your podcasts that you do on that page,
why wouldn't you? That would be the point of having the Twitter thing.
Right. I'm like, they could have boosted that so much, but they just never did. They were super talented. Just.
Well, I think that Titans Brawl is lucky to have you, dude, because I've seen you really going hard on Twitter. That's the only thing I got. I don't know about Facebook or... Are you posting shit on Facebook?
I'm everywhere, yeah.
Because my buddy Patrick, he saw that you were on... but he didn't know about your guest, and he was excited to hear me when I said that. He was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to listen to it. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's the only two things that I would say was like...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we know how it's going to... Obviously, we know that I'm going to get smoother.
I don't give a fuck about this podcast, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, this is a little... more professional, you know what I mean? Like, what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm going to get smoother, but I'm also not going to get to the point to where, like, I sound super... I'm not going to change who
I am. You don't want to sound like an announcer, but I'm just saying, maybe, obviously, doesn't have to be the first word right. of every sentence.
Yeah. I mean, Listen. When they approached me, it was blue because of the work that I did when it came to trying to build my brand as, like, a Titan guy. So
you're the Titan. That's what's so funny is literally last episode I was like making fun of you for being like, oh, I don't even know. Did I do it on the podcast
or was
it just in person?
I
was just like, dude, it's so funny that you just randomly decide, oh, today Titan's Twitter, I'm a Titan, and got like 1,000 followers, and then all of a sudden the people are like, ooh, Titan up, 2,500 followers. And then the next thing you know, you're working for a fucking Titans podcast.
Hey, listen, I went all in. That's a funny thing about it, though, is nobody can deny that. Whenever I, like, if I decide that, like, that's what I'm going to do, I go so extreme with it that some people are probably like, Jesus Christ, this guy, like, literally... This morning I was up at 4 a.m.
But you're
like,
not doing it. You're not working. So it's like, this is your job.
Oh, yeah. So I'm all over it. I was up 4 a.m. this morning, like, editing the podcast. And, like, I was talking to my social media guy. And Caleb was like, dude, like, what the hell? Like, he's like, I was talking to you last night at midnight. Like, why are you awake? So I sent him a Batman thing. And I told him I never sleep. Like, I don't. Like, I sleep 4 hours a day anyway.
This is great, so dude. I'm excited for you because, of like, we had this conversation off of air, whatever you want to call it. But it's just like, you always talk about, man, I wish I would have, back in 08, I wish I would have just interned at Barstool, and, you know, they wasn't shit back then, but we could have built it up, I could have been there. And it's like, well, here you go. This is your opportunity. And it's perfect timing. COVID's in, so you ain't got a job. Or, I mean, I guess you got a job technically, but you ain't going to work every day. So, fuck. Put the work in. Build the shit. Get more guests. Get fucking, here's the thing. Because Michael Griffin was like, you know, Taylor Lewan, I think he's great, and we'd spent time. And it's like, well, if they got that relationship, and dude, it ain't so far of a stretch to think that you could have Taylor Lewan or Will Compton on the show, you know?
Yeah.
At some point. It ain't got to be next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute.
The big thing is, if NFL does not go, it will put a damper on the podcast.
It's going to be tough. It is going to be tough.
It's kind of like Burma Road. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know what TSA did anybody hear anything? Or whatever.
Yeah,
or not TSA, but TSA.
I heard they were going to try to do three things. They were either going to try to do somebody said they were going to do a certain amount, like 6 games and just region champs and region runner-ups. Somebody said they were going to do
what do you mean? So, like, only the teams that came in a good place last year get to play?
No. Like, for the season, they only play, like, 6 games, and then they would just... Those are the only two people that would... The only two that would get in the playoffs, like, region champs, region runner-ups of the divisions.
That's the way they should do it, because they only got 6 teams in the region anyway.
Yeah.
You know? It's fucking stupid. Because back when I played, we had more teams in our region than 6. You know? I mean, we had, like, 1 or 2 out-of-region games, and everything else was a region game.
Yeah.
Not region. I don't know if district or region.
I don't know how that shit works either. But I it's crazy because it's just, here's what I don't understand, and I said this last night too. When it comes to high school games, how you have a game with nobody in the stands?
I mean, but the answer to that is very easily, because there's many other sports where not many people go to the thing.
It's football. Football's different. That's what TWSAA needs to make money, bro.
But it's not about TWSAA exists because kids in high school want to play football.
But they make money, bro.
But they don't have to. That's not what it's for. It's just like the fucking government. The government ain't there to make money. You know what I mean? Like, they're there to serve the people. TWSAA is there to serve the students of the high school football teams, and they can get everything they need to get out of playing with nobody in the stands. It's hard work, competitiveness, a feeling of accomplishment when you win, all that. It's just no people in the stands. They don't need the fucking ticket sales. So they could still have a season. Would we know anything about it? No, because we wouldn't be there. You know, they could put it, I'm sure they'd have it online where you can watch. But I just... Who gives a fuck about TWSAA? I mean, they're just leeching off of fucking high school kids. It's the same thing as the NCAA.
Yeah.
Leeches. In my opinion, I don't know shit about anything. What else, dude? What else? Oh, did you see this? You know, Namaya Wilson of the Drinks with Dub podcast?
Oh, yeah, Dola White.
Did you listen to it?
I gotta listen.
It was a really good episode.
Yep. Yeah.
He, once again, a guy who blew me out of the water with I just expected one thing and got something better in quality than what I was going in. I was like, wow, this is good.
There we go.
And if he can continue to do that, I think he might build a great, you know, a new thing.
How did he land that, you know?
I have no clue. I guess he just reached out to him, and whatever it was, dude, they had a good conversation, and I listened to it, not as like a friend trying to support a podcast, but just like, oh, this is really cool and interesting.
Right. You know?
So, If you guys don't know, we talk about it all the time, but the Drinks with Dub podcast, check it out on all platforms. You got Dolawite from 101.1, the Beat Jams. I mean, they talk about everything about how he came up from where he was, going to school for this. He was in Atlanta, him and Scooby, what they went through, Scooby dying and shit.
Right. I mean, that show was back when we were younger, like, we listened to that
show. Oh, God, yeah. Here's the thing that pissed me off is that Namaya didn't know. What do you know about 101 before it became the Beat, what it was?
No.
It was a Christian station. 101.1 The Fish. It was a Christian station, and we used to listen to it all the way onto like school or whatever. My stepmom would be playing it, and it'd be like, "My God is healer, my God is power," or whatever, you know, all this gay rock shit. Trying to, like, you can't make Christian music popular. That shit is gay as fuck. Right. And I say gay meaning homosexual. No, I'm just kidding. I say it meaning just stupid, you know? Like, I like the good old piano, just a piano, a bunch of country people in a church house singing, you know, "Oh, my sing grace." That's country music. Or that's Christian music. But anyway, we would always listen to 101 on the way to school or whatever. And then all of a sudden one day, you go from "My God in heaven" to "Fuck that shit, motherfucker, bitch ass motherfucker, yeah.
You find me in the club."
Yeah, bottle full. That's better. Yeah, better. Yeah. You can. And then my stepmom's like, "Oh my God, Lord help us, we can't listen to this."
"Oh my God, Lord help us."
Yeah, it's like, what have they done? Everyone's going to hell now.
Oh my
God. Go to your room and do chores.
That's funny.
You're being punished for something someone else did. And then it got weird, and then 20-something years later, here we are.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that. I'm not surprised, but I didn't know that. Because Christian channels always have the best reception. So, I mean, that was prime time. That was a prime time. Between that and 107.5, those and 92Q back in the day with the R&B.
Oh, yeah, 92Q. Do they still have that?
I think so.
92Q.
Yeah, they had a late night where they put that shit on.
It was like old school rap.
Put the candles on, boy. Put that wax 92, on that ass.
92.2. Ah. Man, but here's the funny thing. We went to a Nashville Sounds game when I was, they changed in 2001 to 101, like, the Beat. But we went to a Nashville Sounds game, and the Fish, 101.1, the Fish was out there shooting shirt cannons. And, like, so we had a shirt at my house that said 101.1, the Fish. Interesting shit.
101.1, the Fish.
Yeah.
The Fish, they moved stations, right? They didn't die.
I don't know, but they were on 101, and then they weren't. So, I don't know what to tell you there, Bubba. Well, hell, I've had a good time. I don't know. Oh, so check out, you know, Drinks with Dub podcast. And, that's it. I ain't going to promote nobody else's shit. Hell. Fuck it.
Yeah, man. It's definitely been good to get back and talk to everybody. Just make sure that everybody's staying safe.
Or whatever, dude. I ain't going to tell nobody what to do. I'm just saying, like, you got to, at some point, you have to live in reality, you know, and there's a lot of people that are going around like, "This shit ain't real, fuck this, the government, blah, blah, blah," and if you listen to this podcast, you know that I could not be more anti-government. I'm probably more anti-government than anybody you've ever met in your life, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm as far right when it comes to what the government should be doing as there exists, but I also live in reality knowing that this ain't going to disappear just because we all say we hate it, you know? And so, like, just be mindful of the fact that there's a fucking global phenomenon happening right now, and who knows what it is, but it is. And if you come into contact with somebody who had it, you're going to have to change the way you live for at least 2 weeks, at the very minimum. If you don't get any kind of sickness, you're at least going to have to be in your house for 2 weeks. And is that what you want to do? And if you don't, you could be responsible for allegedly spreading it around to a bunch of other people. And that, at one day, might be considered a crime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, just chill out and sit back. Because it hasn't been that long. It's been a few months. Like, when we start approaching years, and then we can maybe reconsider, you know, revolt, and we can do a revolution or something. But it's like, it's only July, and it started basically in March. So, like, just go to work, wear a mask, and just, like, give it some time and see what happens. Like, be patient. You know, we don't have to have everything right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody right now just needs to make sure that they're doing the right things to protect them and to protect their ones around them. Like, it's just the only way we're going to come out of this thing without any crazy casualties is being smart. I had a really, really great person that worked at 107.5 in Memphis, and like, her sister passed away from COVID, and she was like, I don't even think she was 40, and like, this stuff just kind of comes up out of nowhere, and you just have to make, a lot of us think that there's no chance that we can get it. I think that most of us here in Nashville, we don't think that anymore.
We feel invincible.
Yeah, but it started to feel a little bit more real whenever it started to get a little bit close. Like,
Told you, like, I'm trying to, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so like, I think that now, like, people are kind of starting to get it and being a little bit more smart. Like, I remember whenever everything first kind of ended, I remember going in Walmart a couple times, not wearing a mask, blah, 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 and the other. You won't catch me out in a place in something without one now. Like, it just is what it is. Because I'm just like, you know what? It's just not even fucking worth it to even think that there's a chance that I won't get it. Yeah, I need to think that there's a better chance that I will than I won't now.
But so here's the thing is that, and it's true, the mask doesn't protect you. You know what I'm saying? It protects you from coughing all over everything. And breathing all over everything. Yeah. So it's like, you gotta wear it as a responsible member of society as to not get other people sick. And it only, that's why people, and I understand it. And once again, I am on the side of not telling everybody what to do. But it's just like, you have to think about, when you're not wearing a mask, you're not saying, I'm not scared. You're saying, I don't give a fuck about all you guys. You know? And that is not the type of people that I want to be around and live. You know, it's like, just take a second. Wearing a mask isn't, it's not that big a deal. I do it all the time. I don't give a fuck about it, you know. And once again, I am anti big government, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, fuck it. Just put the thing on, shut the fuck up, and let's figure out what's going on.
Right.
Maybe it's a conspiracy. I don't know. Were we talking about this on the podcast or before? That I hope it really is just a conspiracy.
Yeah, we talked about it. Remember a long time ago, I agreed with you even. You said it was going to be done at Easter. You said it was going to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it kind of blew past that.
Once it got past Easter, I'm like, no, it's real. It's real. Tom Hanks is a pedophile. I know it. Donald Trump is God.
It got real serious real quick.
Dude, there for a good 2.5-3 weeks, I was like really tripping. You know, like I could have been considered like insane, I think, the way I was acting. I bought thousands of rounds of ammunition. I got everybody I love to buy it. I mean, I'm talking about, I got people to give me money. My girlfriend, my girlfriend's sister, my dad. Give me the money. I don't have a job. I'm going to go buy all kinds of ammo today. Every gun. List me all the guns you own. I'll buy hundreds of rounds for each one. You know what I'm saying? I spent like over $1,000
right
on just fucking ammunition. And we got a plan. We're going to go out to my dad's house. We're going to farm. We're going to make vegetables. My whole girlfriend's house is going to come out there. They can stay in these quarters. I'm telling you, we really planned this out. Like 12 of us
right. Planned
out how we're going to live in this post-apocalyptic world. And then, now I'm over here doing a podcast with you on a phone about to go deliver some food. Right.
It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing.
This shit does end at an hour, I've noticed. Like, you remember we recorded like an hour and a half and this
It did shut?
Yeah, so we got to wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up.
BadCreditPodcast.com. BadCredit615@gmail.com. Please email us, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Go onto iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Leave a comment. We'll shout you out on the podcast. Shout out Sean Mangano. Who recently rated us 5 stars and left a comment.
Let's go.
You're awesome. He's got the Winning Losers podcast that Sam was a guest on recently.
Listen
to that. I enjoyed it. You said that you think you don't know if I can still beat you at golf.
You can't.
That is fucking ridiculous. All right, before this goes, we got 1 minute. What's the bet? Because we're doing it. And by the way, you still got to go into Walmart dressed as a girl.
Yeah, whatever. We're playing $5 a hole.
$5 a hole, that's easy. It'll be on film. Every
hole
will
be on
film.
You're not beating me now.
I've been golfing since I was 7 years old.
I'm not getting beat. I just went up there. I shot out of my mind. It's going down.
What was the score though?
I listen. I shot under 95.
No, you didn't. And by the way, I know you moved your ball.
No.
You fucking lost the ball. You didn't count. When you lost the ball, it went out of bounds. You didn't count that as two strokes.
Oh, my God.
I know how you play. All
right.
We're going this week.
All right.
Either tomorrow or sometime, and it's going to be on the internet. Every hole is going to be on the internet, and I'm going to beat you.
We can't go tomorrow. I got a wine class before the two, but.
Okay, look, guys, just do all the things. Go Bad Credit 615, blah, blah. Listen to the Brawl Network podcast, whatever. What is it?
Titan Brawl.
Titan Brawl. That's awesome, and we love you all.
We out of here. We'll keep bringing it. You'll keep listening.